Zok the Helige Mishnah Weiter. Gedaila Taira. We are Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin. Again, it's really a Braisa. In this Braisa, we're going to see seven psukim from Mishlei. It shows us how Taira gives life. Gedaila Taira Shehi Naisenes Chayim Laisea. Great is the Taira because it gives life to those who are Mekayim the Taira, those who practice the Taira. Ba'olam Hazeh Ubi Olam Haba. Both in this world and in the world that is to come. Most mitzvahs are rewarded only in the world to come. But limud haTorah, so as we have explained, it changes your life down here in this world as well for the better. I mean, all mitzvahs change your life for the better, but the reward comes down here. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, this is the first pasuk, ki chayim heim lemoitzehem, for they are life to those who find them, ulechol besorei marpe, and healing for all his flesh. So we mentioned earlier from the Gemara Masech this Erevin that from Kichayim Heim Lemoitzeihem we also learned that you have to verbalize, just say out the words of learning. V'yaymer, second pasuk, Rifus ti lesharecha v'shikfu la'atzmoisecha. It's a refuah, it's health for your stomach, and it adds marrow to your bones. So Rashi explains, after a person passes away, when the flesh is gone from the body and all that remains is bones, the Torah will bring back that moisture to the bones that prevents the bones from decaying. Indeed, there have been stories by many tzaddikim that for whatever reason their kfarim had to be opened after many years. And it looked like they were just sleeping, they were fresh. The Aymer in the Pasuk says, Vaiter Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachzikim Ba V'Seymei Chayim Me'ushar. Eitz Chayim Hi, it is a tree of life, Lamachzikim Ba, to those who take hold of the Torah. V'Seymei Chayim, those that support the Torah Me'ushar. Are fortunate. This pasuk refers to the life in the world to come. The Chafetz Chaim brings in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen that Rav Zmira once went to a special place amongst the mountains in the Hori Ararat. That's where the Teva landed, very high, desolate mountains, and he heard Kailas. And a certain Arab said, come here, you'll hear people screaming. And he heard a Kail that said, "Oi, woe is to me, I suffer so much over here." And later, Rav Zmirai like fell asleep, and the man came to him, and he said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm a butcher from a certain place. This is where I lived. I left a child." Rav Zmirai went to that place. He said, "Is there a child here? A son of that butcher?" They said, "Oi, Rabbi, stay away from him. Don't do with him. He was a very bad person." Rav Zmirai understood of Min HaShemayim. They guided him to hear those words. There was a reason. They said, "There's the child." They told him, "The child is also very bad. He's like his father. Let me have the child." He took the child and started to learn with him Chumash, taught him how to daven and Kriya Shema, and then Mishnayis and Gemara, Halachis, and Agadas until he became a great Talmud Chacham. He was the tzaddik of Nachim Hapukaili. And then the boy's father came to him in a dream, to Rav Zmirai, and said, "You don't know what you did for me. From the day my son said one pasuk, I was saved from punishment. And each time he started to learn more, they were mechabed me more and more until I am sitting amongst the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. And every time they see over a piece of Torah in his name, they crown me like with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden." And the Chafetz Chaim brings other similar stories. And he explains how by supporting Torah, you save yourself from all the tzaras down here in this world and of Yeneveld. By supporting Torah, by doing everything in your power that your children should learn Torah. Va'imer in the Pasuk says, this is the fourth pasuk. Ki livyas chein heim l'raishecha v'anokim l'gargaraisecha. Ki livyas chein. It's like a jewelry of chein, a favor of grace on your head. V'anokim and like a chain l'gargaraisecha. Like a chain for your neck. This grace that people like you, that chein, it accompanies you when you start learning Torah for the right reasons. That a person will have, this is what this pasuk is teaching us, the things you need. Some people are only attracted by gashmistic things. You'll have a certain happiness that even the people that don't necessarily appreciate the greatness of Torah, they'll be attracted by the fact, look at that person, he's happy, even in a material sense. He looks so at peace with himself. The Omer and the pasuk also says, this is the fifth pasuk, Titein l'roishcha livyas chein, it will set an adornment of grace upon your head. Ateres teferes timagneka. It'll bring a bracha and a crown of splendor upon you. Some people are rich, but they don't have splendor. They could have a lot of money in the bank. They're always worried. They look verschleppt. It brings a certain kavod. Limud Torah brings a kind of inner riches that makes you a better person, a different kind of a person. There are two kinds of rich people. There are certain rich people people respect, certain rich people people look down at. Limud Torah gives you the kind of riches, if you're learning Torah Lishma, that makes people look up at you. V'yomer, this is the sixth pasuk, Oirech Yamin B'yamina, length of your days is at its right, B'smoila Oishar V'chavit, and at its left, wealth and honor. For those that learn Torah Lishma, that's to the right. They have Oirech Yamin V'chayim. It's not even necessary to mention Oishar V'chavit. For those that are on the left, they learn Torah, but not Lishma. They may have Oishar V'chavit, but not the Chayim Aruchim that we're talking about. And the seventh pasuk is V'yomer ki oirech yamim ushnais chayim v'shalom yasifu lach. They add to your length of days and years of life and peace. Shalom. A person could have money, could have respect, but he has no inner shalom, no peace. No, Torah brings peace, a ruyakite, a yishuv hadas. He's at peace with himself. The Chedushi Arim had moiridika tzaris in his life. Rachman al-Tzan, he lost 7 children. And people saw him, they said, how could you be so calm? He lived in such difficult times you can't imagine. He said, you think I don't worry? I worry very fast. Like in 5 seconds, I'm finished worrying already. And then the rest of the day, I have to learn, I have to teach Torah, I have to be mechanech people. It's my job to be mesameach my family, the people around me. That's the bracha of Torah Lishma. Oidech yamish nois chayim v'shalim. It's always added on.